Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Vancouver, thank you all for the Canadian love. I had a great weekend up there. You guys are the fucking best. The tour rolls on, y'all. Edmonton, I'll be there in a couple of weeks, September 29th through October 1st. Chicago, I will see you guys in November, the 11th and the 12th. And Grand Rapids, I'll see y'all December 9th. And 10th. Get your tickets to those shows and all shows on my website at ryansickler.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We are over here doing it in the Night Pants Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social medias. Listen, thank you for your support. This show grows and grows because of you, and I can't thank you enough. If you are watching, please hit that damn subscribe button on YouTube, all right? If you gotta have more, check out the Patreon. It's called The Honeydew with Y'all. And I'm highlighting the lowlights with y'all. And I'm telling you, y'all have the wildest stories I've ever heard in my life. And I mean, just through my life of sitting and talking to strangers on buses and planes and shit. The craziest stuff I've ever heard in my life. It is $5 a month. If you sign up for a year, you get over a month free. You get the Honeydew a day early. You get it ad free. You get it at no additional cost. If you or someone you know has a story where it just, it has to be heard. Please submit it to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. Hopefully we get to do an episode together. All right. Night Pants Nation tour continues to roll on into the fall and winter. Vancouver, September 15th through the 17th. Edmonton, September 29th through October 1st. Chicago, November 11th and the 12th. And Grand Rapids, I will be there December 9th and 10th. That's the business, y'all. You guys know what we do over here. We highlight the lowlights. I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers. And I am very excited to have today's guest back on the Honeydew. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kim Congdon. Welcome back to the Honeydew.
Wow, thank you. I'm so excited to be back.
Well, we had a really great, fun episode. Listen, I'm going to say this before we even get into this. If you haven't seen Kim's first episode, you got one of the clips went viral talking about, was it an aunt and her nephew?
Yeah.
Who they caught having an affair.
Yeah.
Your mom and aunt, the storm.
The storm.
Rolling through all of Florida. Great episode. So thank you for being back.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Before we get into whatever we are going to talk about, plug all of it.
Okay. Yeah. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch if you're into that. twitch.tv/QueenKong1. And you guys can check out both my podcasts. One of them's called Broad Topics, TOPIX. And the other one's called This Bitch with Sarah Wineshank.
So good.
Yeah. And you can find both of those anywhere you find podcasts. And please go follow, subscribe. It's free. And I will be at Skankfest in Vegas, October 15th through 17th. So make sure you get tickets for that if it's not already sold out.
All right. So second episode here, we're sitting down talking about more because we really only, like you said, you went back and listened. We didn't get into too many stories. So
yeah, I was surprised.
You're from Florida originally.
Yes.
And your mom is from where? Is she also Florida?
My mom's Puerto Rican. She's from Puerto Rico, but she
was born in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but okay. When I was born, we came to Florida.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was born in Florida.
And what was your dad's background again?
My dad is, well, his family is from Kansas, but his mom was part Native American as well.
Okay.
But she would always, she seems super Native American for a very white woman. So I don't know. A
lot of turquoise and shit around the house. Yeah.
She just had all these black and white photos.
Dream catchers
of like,
everywhere.
Yeah. It was like she took like pictures of like that Pocahontas cartoon and put them in black and white and put them in frames. She was like, these are our cousins. But yeah, my dad's white, essentially. But okay. He lived in Puerto Rico for a long time, so he speaks like fluent Spanish.
And is that where he met your mom?
Yes.
Okay, so they came here together.
Yeah.
So he came back and brought her.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He said it was the worst mistake of his life.
Listen, that's so funny you say that because you just made me think of it. I love that you just said that. My dad would drive me and my two brothers, and whenever we would pass by the church where he got married, he would be like, that is the worst. That's what he would say to me, because there's where I made the worst decision of my life.
My dad's like, I took your mom here, then her fucking sister came, then her fucking mom came, then her brother came. They all came, left fucking Puerto Rico because I brought them here.
Does he have a southern accent?
Yeah.
And he speaks fluent Spanish?
Yeah.
Does he have the southern accent when he speaks Spanish?
No.
All right.
He speaks Spanish.
That's hilarious.
He's a surfer. I wouldn't say it's super southern, but it's yeah.
It's a draw.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
there's
what
a draw.
I get told all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, you sound like you're from like North Carolina or something.
I get it a lot. Maryland's got an accent. Maryland's a weird place.
Yeah.
For dialect.
Yeah.
And in general.
You know, it's so funny that I'm bringing up these stories now because when you don't realize when you're a kid that things are fucked up, right? And you don't realize till you're an adult. So this is like a story that I was just telling a friend, and then in the middle of it, I just started slowing down and being like, realizing how weird it was. But my grandparents growing up, we would spend like a lot of the time in the summers when my mom would work at my grandparents' house. And they lived at, well, my grandma lived at this like apartment complex, and there was also like other kids there that were, you know, either visiting their parents or their grandparents, and we would play with the neighborhood kids. And there was this one guy. I would go and play with this girl. I don't remember her name, but she was my age, and then her little sister was my little sister's age, so it was perfect. So we'd go over there, and it was really crazy that my mom would let me like into their house or into their apartment because their dad was like obviously very mentally ill.
Oh,
but
really?
We didn't realize it as kids. Like as kids, we thought that he was like cool. We thought he was
wow,
like,
what was he like?
He was like, he told us that he could read minds and that he, that like he heard voices. And he always, he was like thinking back on it, he was creepy as fuck. He was huge. He was bald. He had glasses, but he was always so nice to us. And
he was
just
their dad.
And he was their dad. And he loved them. And he was like very sweet to them. And they, you know, but he was very obviously disturbed. He had all these like paintings and like pen scribble, and they'd be like all these disturbed faces. And then I remember at one point, like,
who was the wife?
There was no wife. They were visiting their dad.
Oh, he just is a visit.
This is a single dad weekend.
Not living
every
with
other
them.
Weekend.
Got
they
it.
Were going there for the weekend, and then we would go play with them. And you know, he and nothing ever bad ever happened. Like he was never like inappropriate with us, or and he was a very nice guy. But next door to him, we would all be playing outside, and when I would have to walk to his house, there would be this guy at the archway, and he was like very disabled. like on his Stephen Hawking's vibes.
Chair?
Yeah, in a chair, you know, mm-hmm. body shape of a dead ant. Like... You know what I mean? Yeah. He was like, as a kid, I was like always very, like I was a very sweet kid. So I would try and like wave to him.
And how old are you at this time? Like 7, 8?
I have to be grade. 9. Okay. 8 to 9 mm-hmm. would be about the age. And my sister was like 4. Yeah, so I'm about 9. And I, you know, I would wave and he wouldn't wave back and I would feel bad and I'd run into my friend's house. And I remember the kids behind us who were like more bad. They were like teaching us how to cuss. They were like, don't wave to him. He's a fucking pervert. And I was like, what? And then one day, the next day I'm coming and he has got his dick out.
No.
He's the same position. I don't even know how he got it out. It doesn't even look like.
It's just out?
I couldn't figure out how he got the zipper. I was more shocked by the mechanics.
Somebody came over and did it for her.
She gets paid to help him be a pervert, a caregiver. Yeah. He's just got his dick out and he's just staring at us. And then like me and my sister ran.
Is he just sitting there?
He's just sitting there with his dick out. And he's kind of smiling. He's into this. This is like his thing. And so, yeah.
Outside.
And so, and this was like the beginning of the summer. This is like my first experience with it. So we ran and we told the kids and they're like, yeah, he does that. That's why we don't wave to him. That's what they said. And so for the rest of the summer, when we'd play outside, he had on his wheelchair so he didn't get hit by cars. He had a literal red
flag. You see this motherfucker.
He had a literal red flag.
You see
flag.
That red flag coming down the street?
You would just see cars because the apartment complex was like a really poor neighborhood. So it was behind like a Dollar General and like it was like behind like this warehouse full of shit. So it'd be a bunch of behind Publix. Yeah. So it was like behind all this shit and there was like a bunch of cars and stuff, but you'd see that little red flag come in and we go, Jerry, and we'd run. Yeah, it was so funny that the flag was red. I didn't realize when I was a kid, but you would see it waving in the wind.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I we had a guy that we were warned about. You know what I mean? Like he was in
like
the community.
The weirdo.
And I think he had gotten in trouble or something. And he worked for like the fire department. We would go play bingo and shit. And they'd be like, that guy right there. That, you know, parents will tell you like. And I just remember being in the bathroom one time and he came in and I'm peeing and he's next to me and I'm finishing. I go to wash my hands and he goes, make sure you wash your hands. And listen, I'm probably 7th, 8th grade and I already wasn't a kid that took shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? My mother was beating the fuck out of me. I didn't care.
Right.
And this guy's like, make sure you wash your hands if you want to be my buddy. And I turn around. I'm in there by myself. And I said, I don't want to be your buddy. I go, you touch kids.
You said that?
Yeah, and then I got the fuck out of there.
No.
Yeah, you touch kids, man. Yep. We had a
not one, even roasting the molester.
We had a guy, yep, at I had to go to I was raised Catholic, so we had to go to confirmation.
Okay.
And in order to go to confirmation, they make you do these classes and all. One of them was like a lock-in. You know, I don't know if you've ever been to one of these fucking church lock-ins. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a sleepover.
Yeah, all night.
Oh, they guilt you. They make you write every bad thing you've ever done on paper and burn it in front of everyone. Yeah, it's
acoustic
sick.
Guitar circles over here and shit.
People are secretly fingering each other.
So 100% what I was about to say. There's definitely a finger corner going on.
There's
a lot of blankets.
Corner in every church. Every church, there's one stink. In every church, has one stinky finger, at least.
The Our Lady of the Stinky Finger.
Okay. Our Father, who art in heaven. Okay, so I'm cut that out.
That's not getting cut out. This fucking pastor comes up to us, youth pastor.
Okay.
And he just comes up to me and my buddy, and he's like, this is better than staying home on a Saturday night and jerking off, isn't it? That's what he said. That's what he says. And I'm telling you, we didn't know. We didn't look at each other or anything. I didn't know he was going to speak. He didn't know I was going to speak. And I'm just looking right at this dude, and I go, no. And he says it at the same time. We're just both going, no.
And we were friends forever, dude. I was like, you're the shit. Fuck this guy. What are you coming up talking to us like that for, man? Nah. I've been told about you.
Fuck those creepy dudes, man.
Dude, church was weird.
Church is a weird place growing up. Yeah.
I remember I was there for the bagels and the bagels only. We didn't have bagels in my house. My mom wasn't like a bagel. It's not like Puerto Rican to have bagels, I guess. And I was
I never
like,
had them until middle school when someone had them at their house.
Church introduced me to untoasted bagels, which is a whole different story. I'll like defend them.
Fresh soft ones?
Soft bagels with some cream cheese.
Yeah, I'll take that all day.
Underrated.
Yeah, very.
But yeah, church is creepy. Writing down your sins, I was like 8 years old. I'm like, couldn't think of anything that I had done super wrong. So then I just started guilting myself all night, being like, maybe I am mean to my mom.
Yeah, and also like to go into a booth and there's just this person on the other side that I'm not allowed to see. I'm just supposed to tell them the worst shit I've done. Fuck it.
I want him to tell me the worst shit he's done. Tell me what you done.
Do you even have pants on over there, bro?
A lot of them just jack off to sins. Not them jacking off to sin.
I was speeding the other day. Oh, how fast were you? 85 and a 50. Wow. that's the kind of shit I would say. I curse a little bit. I just lie, you know? I'm lying in my fucking...
Or it's fun to go in there and just say really bad shit.
I'm lying right now.
Yeah.
I've killed 3 people.
Yeah.
Tell me more. Tell me about... Well, you said you used to tempt these. This is crazy to do that.
So there's something about being a kid in Florida. You get real bored. And I remember,
were you like, I don't mean to interrupt because I'm going to get yelled at for it, but were you an outside, play outside a lot kid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. You can only get in trouble if you play outside a lot.
That's
iPad,
right.
What are iPad kids doing? They're just fucking
sitting inside,
getting virtually molested on Roblox.
Yeah, you're right. They're getting it too over there. Yeah.
But yeah, I was outside a lot. Like the same thing. We knew the one guy's house to stay away from, and that was the house that whenever we had friends over on our bikes, we'd be like, "Let's go throw rocks at that dude's window." Like all the kids were abusing the abuser in our neighborhood. But yeah, me and my best friend, she was so bad when we were younger. I was like the anxious one. Like I was always like, no, we're gonna get in trouble. And she was like, growing up, my memory of is like me being like, no, we can't sneak out, and her halfway at the window going, if you want to be a loser, just stay, and me being like, all right, I'm coming, like just like the movies. Like it was just like that was her. And we would get on AOL Instant Messenger, AIM, and we would go into chat rooms. And we would start talking to people and tell them like our real age. Like we'd be like, we're 13. I remember at this point, I think we were 12 doing this. And we would tell like men that we're 12. And then we'd tell them.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Like, we would give them an address to meet us. And we would go and like...
Hold on. They're entertaining you back the whole time?
Yeah, we would talk to them sometimes for days. We would build like relationships with some of these
people.
And
you know they're
we were
an
the
adult.
Original Chris Hansen, sweetie. Yeah. And then we would give them the address to
catfishing pedophiles?
Yeah.
You're fine.
Then we would give them an address to a park in the neighborhood where we lived, and we would go and hide and just watch them wait for
they
us.
They would? They would show up?
Some, no. A couple of times. A couple
Why wouldn't you tell
up.
Your parents or the police?
Because we liked them just looking dumb, waiting for kids that ghosted them. Yes. And then we would just laugh and go home and be like, let's go smoke a cigarette out of your mom's thing.
Your mom's thing.
Your mom's what? Ashtray.
I'm seeing a lot of scary headlines about inflation, rent increases, the coming recession, but there's good news. Inflation has changed real estate, and there are new opportunities for first-time home buyers. If you've been waiting on the sidelines for the market to change, now is the time to start planning. That's why I keep recommending the How to Buy a Home podcast. Host David Sedoni is an industry expert who lays out what to expect from the housing market right now and what you can do today to take advantage. David Sedoni has years of experience helping first-time home buyers figure out their own path to home ownership. His podcast has helped so many listeners close on their first home. Plus, he just released a first-time home buyer starter kit at howtobuyahome.com. It's a free resource with all the knowledge you need to buy your first home. Thousands of people have already taken advantage of the starter kit, and it can help you too. Start planning for the coming recession at howtobuyahome.com and make this the last year you rent. Find How to Buy a Home on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. It's too nice out to be too damn high. I get it. Just because we've aged out of summer break doesn't mean we don't need to chill out, ditch the munchies, paranoia, and potency of today's weed with Dadgrass. Dadgrass is legal, organic hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp that's easy to dose and the effects come on smooth. They offer a variety of products from their smokable pre-rolled joints as well as hemp flower and variety of CBD tincture drops. Enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Go to dadgrass.com/honeydew to check out their products. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. Right now, Dadgrass is offering my listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/honeydew. Go to dadgrass.com/honeydew for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the dew. You would fucking catfish them to the park and then sit there and watch these losers.
Yes.
What did they look like? Dude. Well, listen, if I was walking through a park, were they unsuspecting?
What?
Would they be unsuspecting?
No,
or did they
look
like?
One time it was like a nice looking Mexican guy. And then the second time it was like a little chubbier, like bearded.
How old?
White dude. Like, say? I would say probably
20s,
I looked, 30s. I thought they looked a lot older then, but I would say probably late 20s.
Knowing
early
they're
30s.
Talking to 12 and 13 year old. Oh.
And we would just laugh and watch them and literally just leave.
If my daughter fucking told me she did that, I'd be like,
my parents
what?
Didn't even know. They
know,
probably
right?
still
Could
don't
you
know.
Imagine? Could you imagine that I your know. Kids doing that shit outside?
I know. One time her mom, we actually left the chat open and she saw that we were like, yeah, flirting. She was like reading it out. It's nothing's more awkward than someone's mom reading your sexual messages out loud while you're standing there.
And you're 12 yeah. and 13.
You're going to show them what with your breasts? You know?
Uh-oh. And this guy's coming too. Fuck.
She was always getting me in trouble. She was always getting me in trouble. She was like so crazy. I remember the first time I smoked weed, she was like, we lived in different towns. We were like best friends when we were in third grade. And then in fifth grade, I moved. But our parents would let us see each other like every other weekend. It was like an hour away or something. And so when I would go see her, she was always like getting worse and worse. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like she was changing and I
already
was kind
knew
of
the shit in that neighborhood.
Yeah, no, she was getting finger blasted and, you know, she was like telling me all the details. Actually, I'm wondering if we should bleep her name out.
Did you say it?
I think I said remember. It once. But yeah, she asked me if I wanted to smoke, and I was like, yeah, I want to try smoking weed. So she's like, we're going to go smoke at my friend's house. I was like, cool. So nighttime comes. This is that window moment where I'm like, I'm scared. And she's like, come on, you know, don't be an idiot. So we're walking. We're probably 13, and we're walking 2 a.m. in the middle of the street.
We used to do that all the time. Sneak out of the house was the best.
It was so fun.
So fun to sneak out
so
of the house.
So fun. And my other friends were different. Like, I was sneaking out of the house at the time, but, like, in my neighborhood, I had my friends, I'd had a bunch of boys come into my window, sneak me out, and we'd all go, like, swimming and jump on a trampoline, mm-hmm. and it was, like, very innocent. Like, that was, like, my kind of thing. But her kind of thing was, like, let's go smoke pot with these kids. You know, let's go tempt pedophiles. It was always, like, something crazy. So we go to this house, and we go in, and it is, like, I didn't realize it then, but now I know it was, like, a trap house. Like, there was, there was no, we went in a weird way, and there was, like, no way out. And everything was, like, we go into this room, and the guys that were there, there's, like, it's me and her. And we go into this room, and there's another girl that looks about our age, and all of these guys are like 18 or 19, and we're 13. And we go into this room, and they're like, it's like the whole house is so dirty. It's like a hoarder's house almost, where there's just a trail to the room. And we're sitting, and I'm like sitting on this couch, and they close the door, and then they start locking it. And there's like 4 or 5 locks on the door, and they lock every single one of them. And I'm like, okay. And then they're definitely like adult, older grown men. And that girl's been there before. You could tell she's comfortable as fuck. She's smoking. My friend's smoking. I smoke.
And are they?
They're all smoking. And then they find out it's my first time getting high. So then they're like, all right, let's get her, you know, like she's got to hit her first bowl. And they end up being so nice and so fun. And we ended up getting stoned with them. And like they smoked and then they're like, oh, and like I made it a thing. We got high and we watched some like live leak videos and some shit on, I think it was like before World Star, it was something else. I don't remember. E-Bombs World.
Yeah, I remember.
We were watching some of those, and then they unlocked all 17 of their doors and let us leave. But it was really weird thinking back that we were just fucking these young 13-year-old girls hanging out with like 19-year-old men.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be a junior or a freshman in college hanging out with some 8th graders.
No,
yeah,
that's insane. That's and getting them high.
Yeah. That's the fucked up part.
I had a friend that was in town with her sister who was 14, and we were smoking near her sister, and I felt weird. And she's like, oh, she smokes. I don't let her when she's with me, but it's fine.
I've already started educating my daughter. Like the fentanyl shit that's going on right now, I already started talking to Stella about it. Unfortunately, a friend of mine's daughter passed away from it, and she asked what happened to his daughter, and I wasn't going to lie. So I've been teaching her about fentanyl and pills and, stuff that you do get from the doctor can be deadly if you don't take it properly. And, you know, don't trust everything that comes from, you know, a pharmacy,
mm-hmm.
and I've taught her about marijuana already. I mm-hmm. tell her I smoke it. I tell her it's medicine. I tell her my doctor knows, prescribes it. He knows I use it. And that's what that smells like. And don't ever smoke cigarettes. You know, I'm just being as real as I can with her, because I feel like kids, like you tell me, how old were you again?
I was 13.
13. I mean, that's 5 years from now.
And that's going to fly
by. And I feel
by.
Like it's getting younger and younger with the older kids or their parents having these things, and you get mm-hmm. a dirty Percocet or something and boom, you're fucking dead. Yep. So, yeah, it's a wild fucking.
It's scary to think about all the things you might miss, all the lessons that you're not thinking of. Like, oh, I didn't even tell you that. Like,
right.
I was telling Sarah the other day, I didn't know I was pulling a toast out of a toaster with a fork until I was 20.
I swear. I've been swimming with electronics for years.
I'm telling you. That is not a lie. I swear. I didn't know until like my college roommate was like,
and
she was like, what are you doing? Yeah. She like screamed. And I was like, she almost killed me, bitch.
Grabbing you back. Yeah.
I was like, what? And she was like, you can't do that. You're going to get electrocuted. And I was like, I've been doing this for so long.
Yeah, you're right. There are so many things. I have to teach her that. I've told her that already. I already told her.
My mom forgot that one.
Electronics in the water is a fucking no-no. You know, don't ever put a plastic bag over your head. You know, don't ever get into an abandoned fridge or any kind of fridge. You're not getting out, or dryers, washers and dryers, like that shit. You got to tell kids that shit. You got to tell them. Yeah.
An abandoned fridge. You're just locked in. Mm-hmm. I'm sick. That's probably happened. People's children have gone missing in a fridge and they can't get out and no one can hear them and they just rot in a fridge.
Suffocate.
I'm sick over that. Mm-hmm. That's sick. That's
suffocate
fucked up.
Suffocate over that. Yeah.
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's crazy. the things that you survive when you're younger, and like you think about all the close calls you had and stuff too.
Well, I just think too, being 16, we weren't wearing seatbelts until they made it a law. Mm. And then I'm like, all right, we'll put it on. Now I feel naked without it, you know, but before, I don't remember putting the damn thing on when I was 16.
I was just so like, I didn't feel like I could die when I was that young.
No one does. Yeah. Yeah. You're bulletproof.
Yeah.
You're invincible.
I mean, during the summers, I remember one summer, me and my friend Andrea, we were probably 14 or 15. We just hopped on the back of two 50-year-old men's motorcycles who offered us a joyride.
Where are you meeting all these?
There's
gross
pedophiles
older
everywhere.
Men.
They don't. They're
if
not
you're a
lacking.
Girl, probably,
yeah,
huh?
These people are around. And when we're 14, we're not thinking that these guys want to fuck us.
Right.
Like we're still we have boobs and we have like nice like our bodies are developing now, but we're still like mentally a little bit younger. So we're like these old guys just want us to give us a ride because like. The same way,
they're
like,
nice.
My uncle would be like, hop on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not, that's a weird to say uncle.
Yeah.
I don't have a dad. That's what I know. I do have a dad. But but it is weird to use uncle as an example. Uncle's such a pervy position, even if you're not a pervert. It just sounds like pervy in a story. But anyways, we would hop on their bikes, go for joyrides, not give a fuck. I remember one time these dudes, like, hit on us and... My friend Andrea told him to leave us alone and they followed us in their truck and she just took her whole fucking big gulp and just threw it in the passenger seat window, just soaked their entire car with like a fruit punch.
Yeah.
We didn't give a fuck. We didn't think anybody was going to attack us and nobody ever did really. Everyone let us off their bikes out of their rooms. I don't know how, but we got really lucky, I feel like.
Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Yeah, I've had a couple moments where I'm like, that was really close. Like, me and my sister almost got in a really, really bad car accident once. And I actually don't even realize how there was like a race car in our hometown doing
straight
over
racing.
100. Yeah. And I mean, I honestly feel like sometimes, you know, you hear those stories where it's like, maybe I did die. There was like moments where me and my sister still talk about it. And that was like, years ago, and we're like, maybe in another universe we died because neither of us understand how we didn't, but we made a right on a road where the speed limit's already pretty fast, but there's cars going this way and there's cars going this way and we're making a right. So I only look this way because I don't need to look this way to make a right, you know? So I'm looking this way, no one's coming. And as I turn and the car's already turned, the car that's speeding doing like 100 is passing another car legally.
So now he's in your lane.
He's in my lane as soon as, and I wasn't there a second ago,
right.
Which is why he was going to do it. So I turn and he's in my lane. And I mean, it had to have been like a centimeter, missed us and flipped into a ditch.
Whoa, he crashed.
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
Terribly. Yeah. And both okay. They went to my high school. I recognize them. They were both okay. And we were like, our car didn't even get touched. They had to get towed and stuff, but they were like in a ditch and everything.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Now you look right every time.
What?
Do you look right?
I look right
every time.
Every time.
I would too.
Every time.
I'll be like,
yep. Yeah, every time because of that one moment.
That's
I'm
all
like,
it takes.
Yeah, you can't trust people not to pass in an illegal lane. You just can't trust other people. That's why whenever I see people going on the highway so fast, I'm like, it's fine if you're a good driver, but how do you trust these people not to just not use their turning signal?
Well, my dad told me that one time. I'm making a right and cars are coming this way and this car's got its blinker on. But he's been driving so long, he sees that it's not really slowing down. I'm a new driver. I see the blinker and I'm like, he's clearly making a right turn. But he doesn't really know. He doesn't have his, but he changed lanes, but he wasn't making a right. That blinker's still on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to enter out into his right of way, even though he has this blinker on. And my dad almost got T-boned. And my dad was like, never trust a blinker. Don't
never.
Ever. Sometimes he would point out, look, that asshole's driving on the freeway right now. That blinker's been on for 5 minutes. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, and now I don't care if their blinker's on. I sit there. I will always sit there.
I know.
I putt. I'm not a fast driver. I don't need speed. I'm just right there.
You know, I had a weird moment when I was driving one time. This is, I like to get super like psychedelic and weird, but I did have a moment. I was driving in LA very recently, like 3 months ago, where I just like was going maybe 10 miles over the speed limit. It was on Melrose on my way back from the Comedy Store. And then I just was like, you need to slow down. Like to myself, I was just like, slow down. And I slowed down. And then a car ran the red light in the opposite lane, like right before me.
Damn, or you would have been hit.
Mm-hmm. And it was like, I don't know why I slowed down, but I was like, you need to slow down. And it was like right then. Jeez. And I just saw the car come in.
Will you tell me the story about your first boyfriend?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. So I had my first boyfriend. He was...
How old are you?
This was in middle school. So this is in seventh grade. Seventh grade is when we met. And we dated a little bit from seventh grade to eighth grade. And he was like really sweet, but he actually had like a really... he had like a really sad life. Like he would tell me when we were younger that like his mom would abandon him and that, you know, they would get locked in the garage for days without food. Like,
damn.
Really super horribly abusive. And then he was living with his dad after being taken from his mom because she was like on drugs. And he was a really, really sweet kid. He was super shy. He was also incredibly talented. Like he was such a good basketball player. Like our entire town knew him for it. Everybody was like saying that he would be able to go into the NBA. And he was like, I don't know how many points is a lot, but I always in my head remember him saying that he averaged like 30 something points a game.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot.
Which is a lot.
To average, yeah. That is incredible.
Yeah, he was like really, really good. And that number makes sense, right?
Yeah,
okay, it's not like too far.
No.
Okay, because that's what I
mean,
remember.
If he's that good, no.
He was so good. And yeah, he just had like the worst life. But, you know, his dad, who I thought was like a really good man, but looking back on it now, he would lie to my mom when I was in seventh grade. And he would tell my mom, like, I would go hang out with him Friday after school. And he would tell my mom, he would call my mom and say, oh, yeah, I dropped her off at her friend's house for a sleepover. Because I would tell my mom, oh, after I hang out at Jimmy's, his dad's going to take me to Jessica's. I'm going to stay there for the weekend. And I would just stay at Jimmy's for the weekend.
Really?
Yeah. And then his dad would lie for me.
Why? Why do you think he did that?
Because his son wanted me, his girlfriend, to stay the night. And he was like, I thought he was a really good parent, but he was just like, whatever you guys want to do, we can do. Kind of parent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was always really nice, but...
not really parenting.
No.
Yeah.
No, not really, really parenting at all. Yeah. And so we dated for a little bit, but then... We, you know, it was like around that time that a bunch of our friends started like trying to drink and like, you know, that's like about that age where everyone's mm-hmm. like trying to party for the first time. And Jimmy lives in this tiny, tiny fucking town about like 25 minutes away from me. And it is like the meth area of Florida. It is like so gross. Like if you live there, you're done. If you don't leave, you're done. And he just starts kind of changing. And so I break up with him because he starts acting different and he gets into like some gang shit in that area, which at this point I didn't even realize that my town had like gangs and stuff, mm-hmm. but I guess it did. And him and his friend at this point are like in and out of like youth detention centers and like
juvie.
And he's like dating like really shitty people. He's dating some chick. And then
and you're still in touch or you're just hearing about him?
No, I completely cut. Like we're not really in touch at all. I think I hung out with him like a year after that a couple times. And he was my friend. I tell my friend Tyler, I'm like, Jimmy was always really sweet. And he's like, yeah, to you. He loved you. But he was a fucking monster. Like that's how he describes him. He's like, he was a crazy monster animal. And so he starts doing all these drugs and then he gets this girl pregnant and they have a baby and you can tell they're both on like bad drugs. Like the pictures are like, you know, when you see people's faces like sink over
yes.
time, it starts like their eyes, he starts like looking like dead. And then his friend who we'd known for years, suddenly he gets arrested. He's in prison. I don't know what happens. Someone calls me and he's like, oh, Jimmy got arrested. And the friend got his head cut off.
What?
Yes.
Do you know how?
They just found the head.
And no, yeah. They just found his head?
They just found his head
geez.
And nothing else.
Who was he fucking with?
So they had robbed a local gang, I think. And I think that they had like... robbed him of, and I think it was so stupid, I think they robbed him of a roll of lotto tickets, scratch-offs.
That's what he got his, literally lost his life for.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what happened that put them to prison. I don't know what gang it was. I don't know any details, but that's the story I heard. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. And so he's still in prison. Actually, I think he gets out. I think he might be out now. I think I heard that he was getting out like this year.
Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Has he ever tried to reach out to you?
Mm-mm. I know.
No social media?
No.
No jail correspondence?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't know if he would know where I am.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to find people from jail, I think.
Yeah, but not if they have internet. You're an easy Google.
That's true.
Were you always Kim Congdon?
Yeah.
You're an easy one, though.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I still have his pajama pants, and I still wear them often.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
How long has he been in prison? How long has he been away?
He got locked up when I was 20, so 11 years.
He had his pants for 11 years.
I had
still
his pants for like 15 years. Yeah, they're really comfortable.
I'm going to give you a pair of night pants right when we're done
so
there.
So I can get rid of my prison pants.
Get rid of these prison fucking pants.
I like them. Not at this point. I've had them for so long. And I also have like such a soft spot for who I know he could have been.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I saw him for like the sweet abused child he was before he got into drugs. And I like to remember him that way.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
So, but yeah, it's a fucked up town. It's a fucked up town. There is incest, rape, robbery, gangs.
All in your town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun stuff.
Probably all in every town.
Yeah, yeah. There's crazy shit that happens in every town.
Every fucking town, there's some weird shit that goes down.
In my town, like, my parents were, like, always well, I'm sure this was not just my parents, but my parents were like the parents that the police knew.
Like,
because they would be fighting in a domestic violence way.
Oh, no.
Like, I was like, if you were a child that has teddy bears from the trunk of a cop car, sound off in the comments. No, because your parents fight so hard, they have to bring you a toy.
They got a stuffy fucking budget.
Yeah, they do.
For the kid.
It does make you feel better, I'll tell you.
I've seen them. My daughter's mom dated a cop, and he gave my daughter like a little canine with a shirt on and said, Elsa, go no police or whatever. I was like,
he'll keep you safe. It's like, Rover. Yeah. My dad hit my mom. Rover's not helping.
I'm supposed to use this to dab the blood. My mom,
I put this on her forehead so his fist only hits Rover.
Oh, shit. That is too much.
Yeah.
Man. I'm sorry. You got a whole bin of fucking stuffed animals.
Dude, my parents.
From various police departments. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. Most of the time, you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one drop on a solid concrete to make you wish you had protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, Your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data, your passwords, your financial details, all that stuff. It does not take much technical knowledge to hack someone. Most middle schoolers could do it. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. Hackers can't steal your sensitive data. It'd take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. Fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Plus, it works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Look, I use it here. We use it at the studio. I use it at home. All right. ExpressVPN is the only way to go to protect your computers, your online privacy. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/honeydew. That's expressvpn.com/honeydew. And you can get an extra 3 months for free. Yeah. expressvpn.com/honeydew. Smoking cannabis doesn't have to hurt. In fact, there's a way to cough less and enjoy chili smoke with zero chest or throat burn. And the solution is a Freeze Pipe. Freeze Pipe makes a unique line of freezeable pipes, bubblers, bongs, and more. The secret is freezeable glycerin chambers on every piece. Pop one of these glycerin chambers in the freezer for 1 hour, and as smoke passes through the icy chamber, it's instantly chilled for a bigger, colder, and smoother hit. I use my Freeze Pipe all the time, okay? Easy to clean. Throw that glycerin chamber in the freezer for an hour. Clean it up. Boom. I don't cough. My throat doesn't burn. My chest doesn't hurt. And I've got the small bubbler, and I'm telling you, I love it. It's the way to go. Comes in a really nice, steady, secure case. Good stuff, y'all. Freeze Pipes founders were tired of overpaying for pipes and bongs at local head shops. With state-of-the-art glycerin coils and water filtration, Freeze Pipes pieces cool smoke by over 300 degrees. Most people report the cough way less with Freeze Pipe, but everyone reports this is the nicest cannabis smoking experience they've ever had. That's no lie. If you're tired of burning throats or coughing up too much when you light up, visit thefreezepipe.com and use code HONEYDEW for 10% off. That's thefreezepipe.com. Use code HONEYDEW for 10% off and say goodbye to harsh cannabis smoke. Now, let's get back to the Duke.
They loved making a scene. Well, it was my mom and my stepdad. They loved making a scene, dude. Yeah. They love the cops coming over. I remember one time my mom got arrested when they were fighting one time, and I was like crying with my little stuffy, and I was like watching my mom in the backseat, and I just watched the bitch. She just fucking kicks the back window off the cop car, starts breaking it. You can start to see the
window. The back window?
The back window. You can see it start coming off, and I see the cop is like, she's going to break the window. And they both run over to fucking, and you're, And then 3 hours later, this bitch is calling, it's cold in jail. I said, yeah, bitch, it's cold. Yeah. Why the fuck are you kicking out a cop
ask
window?
Ask him to cover you with the stuffy.
Yeah.
Just under a little mountain.
And I remember my stepdad was like, ask him for a blanket, babe. And I'm like, you guys are toxic. They were toxic.
And so then she would get let out?
Yeah, and then she'd be out in 3 days and they'd fight the next
month. No charges pressed, no nothing.
No, they would like drop the charges on each other and always
you
call.
You can't do that shit anymore, you know?
No,
city presses charges.
Really?
Yeah, because what happens is a lot of women are scared to speak up, so they don't want to press charges. So, like, I know for a fact Santa Monica does. So if you decide to not press charges, the city will.
Mm-hmm.
So your mom would have been fucked back then.
Who knows? Maybe she was. Maybe she was. Who knows? I don't know. I didn't know the details then.
You remember court?
Yeah, I remember some court. It was court for some stuff, for sure.
What did they give you in court?
I don't know. I just remember being
gavel.
In court.
Little chocolate lollipop. Gavel.
A chocolate gavel.
Oh, here's Kim. Hey,
they
Kim.
Give you little play handcuffs.
They got pictures of you from 3-4 years of your school. And getting big, girl. You keep coming back.
Yeah, they loved to fucking fight, those two.
And he would get arrested too sometimes?
Yeah. Sometimes I remember one time the cops came and she pointed out all his weed.
Nuh-uh.
I remember he ran out of the house with it before the cops got there and was like dumping in the woods, and she brought the cops over to the woods.
And like, here it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long are they together?
They just got a divorce like a couple years ago.
But how many years are we talking?
Since I was 5 and I'm 31.
They're doing 26 years of that
mm-hmm.
behavior.
Mm-hmm.
What made her finally stop?
And you know what's crazy is they got a divorce, they got blocked, and I still think that
they hang out.
I still think that they at least contact each other.
What made your mom finally say, I'm getting a divorce? Or
I think
it was him?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
You don't, that's not a conversation you have with your mom?
No.
But you...
Oh, you know what? I talked about it on the last podcast. I think it was the last time they fought and he pushed her.
Oh, he pushed her.
He was like, he pushed her to the ground and he got her... did he get arrested? I can't remember if he got arrested this time, but he pushed her and then he was like, I'm done. He's like, I can't push her. You know what I mean? He's like, I can't get arrested.
Yeah, you can't.
And I think I said on the last podcast, I was like, she probably deserved it. She'll push you to the edge. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, she'll do it to where you're like, bitch, you need to be pushed.
Do you ever fight with her like that? Has she ever been physical with you?
Oh, yeah.
I ask because dads and sons, we have that moment. And it's not the dads. It's the son that thinks he's big and bad enough to take dad. You know, what do you have? You ever have a moment like that with your mom?
My mom and my stepdad. I used to fight my stepdad regularly as a teenager.
Mean?
We would just fight.
You'd punch and stuff?
Yeah, he'd get in my face. I'd push him off. He'd push me and we'd start.
He'd push you?
Yes.
I couldn't imagine pushing a 14-year-old girl.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I could imagine pushing my 14-year-old son.
Yeah.
But not my daughter. I can never imagine putting hands on my daughter like that.
Yeah, I think I've maybe shoved my mom once or twice as a teenager, but like she has fucking thrown vacuums at me.
Somebody had to help her.
Her worst story though, she broke her leg one time and she was trying to like come after me and she was trying to, you know, throw shit at me. We were in a fight and I fucking took her crutches and I threw them outside. She couldn't get to me. She was crawling and she's so dramatic. She was
still
on the ground like
Terminator. Still coming to get you.
Because if you know my mom, she is drama. She is like one of those people that like if you push her, like that. Like it's like she's very like everything's 1,000%. She's a character.
Yeah, she seems like a character.
She is a character.
It's the storm, man.
The storm. The
storm's coming. The storms are brewing.
The storms are brewing. She's wild.
What were your...
You know, she found my stepdad in the ocean once.
Huh? What do you mean?
Yep.
In the ocean?
She found my stepdad in the ocean once.
What do you mean found him in the ocean?
He went on a fishing trip and left her a note instead of like talking to her and telling her. And it fucking set her off. She thought she was like, he's on the boat with women.
No.
Why, yeah. And she went and fucking called the Coast Guard.
Was she on a boat with him? Like,
I've heard two different versions. And the version that I've heard that she was on the boat with them. My stepdad says that she came on the boat with them. My mom says that she was waiting by the deck on the dock for them. My stepdad says he was fishing and out of the fog comes the Coast Guard with my mom on it, which is the funniest version of it.
Yeah, it is.
And he, yeah,
the fog's split and she's up front.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you can see a light that's circling slowly, a white light.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
found a motherfucker in the ocean
that fishing. She said he left a note saying he was going to be back at midnight. It was 2 a.m. He wasn't back yet. She was fucking pissed.
Not worried.
But she used worried as the excuse.
Of course, yeah.
And then she told the Coast Guard they were missing. They had gone missing. She had lied about the time, so
and
it
so
was
she's
longer
coming
time.
At night too.
So yeah. She's
not
coming
the morning.
At night. Just her curly hair blowing in the wind. Oh yeah. His brother says one of the scariest things that ever happened is one time they were just hanging out in a room, my stepdad and his brother, and they were just talking and they were getting ready to go out and they were just having a normal conversation, sort of pre-gaming before they went out. And they're like, where's Mary? And they're like, I don't know where she is. And they're like, oh, well, I guess we'll just go out without her. And then right then the closet door rips open and she goes, I'm here.
And he's in the closet.
Just listening to make sure that they weren't talking about her.
Oh, man.
You know what she did to my dad?
That's what I want to say. Do you have any memories of them together?
No, because they got divorced when I was 5. And I think everything before that was kind of a blur. But my dad tells this story that he had this side hustle. This is such a fucked up story. He had this side hustle where he was fishing for tropical fish, and he was selling them to like tropical fish aquariums or whatever, the people that sell tropical fish. And he had like a whole setup. He had built this whole thing. He had all this fish and this whole system. And he said he probably had 15, 20 grand in fish in this room that he had just like, he was about to sell. And him and my mom got into a fight.
The storm did not.
The storm bleached.
No.
Every tank.
Put bleach in them?
Killed them all. She killed them all.
Fucking mass murdered those fish, man. That is terrible. Fish aside.
She killed them all. She did. She killed them all. Isn't that horrible?
Just because she's mad at it.
Listen, if you're listening to this, don't cancel me. It's not me. I would never do that to a fish. Killed I have empathy. Fish. I go to therapy.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, your mom.
She's crazy.
How do you set boundaries with her then?
How do you
keep contact yet enough distance that it doesn't drive you?
It's always a work in progress. And we're currently working on it.
Is she aware of who and how she is?
She is aware that I feel that she is that way.
Okay. She's just like, what's up? I'm fine. This is
she's
normal.
Like, what's wrong with you, bitch? She's like, yeah. You're grumpy. And I'm yeah, like, you're abusive.
You're grumpy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're yeah. abusive. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's kind of aware. It's a work in progress. It is. Yeah. It is a lot. It is crazy because I started doing therapy probably 5 or 6 months ago. I've been trying to do therapy for like the last 10 years, but I've only, up until this last therapist that I've been seeing for 6 months, I've only been able to see therapists one time, and then I don't want to see them again. I would get like wildly embarrassed about sharing things and then just like block them. So I blocked like 9 or 10 therapists before this. And then so
what about this one's working for you? This, are you just ready?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
My therapist also works with prisoners. And it's the only one I like. So I'm like, there has to be something to that.
Yeah, your mom's been locked up enough. Yeah. It's got to be something to that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm starting to realize a lot of things. It's very crazy because it was very confusing. Me and my mom got along really well until I was about 16. And I couldn't figure out why. And I think it is because I turned 17 and mentally she just has always been 16 and she still is.
Yeah. She still acts a lot like a high school kid.
Still, yes.
High school for sure. Drama, always the never real drama. It's always some dumb bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Always. And it's like, and it actually, it fucks you up because you grow up and you don't know how to deal with things. Like when I moved to LA, I didn't realize that hitting people was a big deal. I was like, yeah, that's how you solve. In my head, legitimately, I was like, that's how you solve things. How else would you? There was no other. There was not even like, I didn't even know there was other options.
I'm going to punch you.
I was like, who talks? Yeah, I was like, that's gay. And they're like, you can't say that either.
Yeah, you can't say that either.
Yeah. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Tell me about Mr. T. I want to hear this story. Not Mr. T from the A-Team, but we're going to call this person Mr. T.
We're going to call this guy Mr. T. I was in high school. And my high school, they did some questionable things. Like when they were teaching us about like World War II, they had us go into the hallway of a building and suddenly it was transformed into a concentration camp. And there was like these people and they were like,
this is not what I thought you were going to say. No, I thought you were going to do like get on the wall, put your head between your legs for the fuck.
No, it was like all, they were like,
you're going to Auschwitz.
We go into a room and suddenly there's like a guy and he's like, I want blue eyes. And he's like drilling into a student who's acting. And then they're hurting us in a corner. Like I was like, whose idea was this? They made us like really go through it and like hide in an attic. It was nuts.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. Yes. And they're like, this is how Anne Frank felt.
This would never fly today.
I know.
At all.
That was an actual thing that happened in my high school. If you went to my high school and you remember that, sound off in the comments. Because in case people think I'm making this up, I want someone from my high school
that
to confirm.
Is nuts.
Yeah. So my high school is a little crazy. They had some crazy moments. I had this teacher, this history teacher, and this was in, I believe 10th grade is when I had him. He was my 10th grade teacher, I believe 10th or 11th grade, and he was my history teacher, and he was, I mean, the first day of school, I was like, this is the coolest teacher. You know, the first day of school, they're all introducing themselves. He's like, hi. He comes in, strolls in the classroom. He's got eyes kind of like yours. He goes, my name's Mr. T. I teach this class. It's going to be this long. He goes, I want to say something right off the bat. You see this picture of my son? Look at his eyes. You see how they're all small like that? I don't you ever coming in here and saying, Mr. T, you're high. He was definitely high.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just trying to make this announcement up front.
That I'm not high.
That I'm going to look like this every day.
Yeah, I'm coming in high.
Yeah, this is what I look. He was basically like, this is what I look like. None of you need to be reporting me. He was like, my son looks high. I look high. You have a problem with it? Let me know. And we were like, cool, this guy's cool. He's making comments like, and he's getting comfortable. So throughout the semester, he's...
How old's he?
30-ish. Early 40s.
Okay.
Late 30s, early 40s. And
he's been teaching a while, too, at this school?
I believe he had been teaching for 5 or 6 years at school, and I think he was teaching at another school before that. And he got very comfortable throughout the semester. He would be the teacher that if you like talked out of place, like he would be mad at you, but he'd do it almost like in a roasty way. Oh, he made us hold books above our heads. And there was always like humiliation tactics is what he liked to use. I remember at one point he was like saying something the first day of class, he said, telling facts about himself. And he was like, I'm this, I'm from here. And he was like, and the perfect height for a woman is right here.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. That's what he said. And he put his thing. He was like, 'cause the top of their head could be a cup holder. He said something weird like that. And me and my friends were like, huh. And he was just always making comments like, this girl, she had ripped jeans on. And he was like, how'd you get those holes in your knees? So he was always saying like little things like that. And then at one point he puts on this thing. Okay, and I've been trying to find this. So hopefully one of your fans can help me out. He put on this movie for us. He was like, got kind of lazy mid-semester. And he'd always tell us about this student. He'd talk about his favorite student. It was this girl. He says that they were the closest friends ever. And it was one of his most gifted, talented students. His mouse pad was a picture of him and her.
That's the craziest shit you've told me so far.
Yeah, and then in class, he'd had students from the other hours, the other periods during their free time, they'd come in and give him a shoulder massage while he taught us. Just
and
like
no
girls.
No one at the school saying anything.
No. This was like allowed then. I don't know how to explain it. A lot of teachers like to get massaged. That's a thing. I've seen that a lot. And so he put on this fucking thing for us that was playing for like days in our classroom during like finals week. And it was like this softcore Renaissance porn. Like it was like, I remember one of the scenes where like all these people were walking into an orgy and it said first serve, first come.
Nuh-uh.
As like the entrance sign. It was like a comedy.
This is what he put on?
Yes. And it was like a softcore thing. And it was like just people fucking and like titties. And I remember like he'd be like, if the principal comes in, we have to change it. And he was like putting it, and we would just watch it every day. He was just, I think he was probably getting off to all of us watching porn in front of him. And then I got a job at like the local bar in our town. And so every, like, all the teachers from my high school would come there on the weekends, the police, like, I knew all the local police, and I was the food runner, but I would, like, bring out their beers and stuff, and so, like, I was, like, friends with a lot of the adults, so on the weekends, I would go play poker with my teacher, this guy, Mr. T. Yeah, so we would go, and I would meet up with, like, the local police and my teacher, and we'd all, like, play poker, and then... Yeah, at the end of the year, it came out that he was having a relationship with that student. He got fired. It was the next year.
The mouse pad student?
The mouse pad student came out and said that she had been abused and he had took the best years of her life, blah, blah, blah. And what he did was wrong and he, blah, blah, blah. And then this is so bad because we were young. But this happened.
This happened. You're looking at the camera. You're looking like,
guys, please don't judge me for this because we didn't know. And he was just, to me, he was an awesome teacher who let us watch rated R movies, who I played poker with on the weekends. He's seen me have a beer at a party. He's been cool. You know what I mean? Like, and then he gets canceled. He gets fired. And this is the next year. And all of the students who had them previously wore Team T t-shirts.
Really?
Yes, in to support of him. And it was, but it was all chicks. Because he was only nice to chicks. So there was like all these high school hot chicks. And it was like team t-shirts. And we all got dressed up the night before to support him. So it was like all the slutty high schoolers being like, he did nothing wrong. We love him.
I have a t-shirt on.
Yes. Yeah.
Man, but he never made a move at you.
He never made a move at me, which is a little insulting.
You did play a lot of poker.
Yeah, I played a lot of poker. That's weird. But he knew because I was my boyfriend. He played poker at my boyfriend's parents' house.
And everyone knew this?
No. I don't think my boyfriend's parents knew how creepy he was because he just did it in the classroom. Yeah. Yeah.
We had a shop teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Shop teacher. A metal shop, too.
Okay.
Mr. P, we'll call him. I feel like I could say his name, though, because he did get in trouble, but I'm not going to. Mr. P. And I remember the girls. I guess girls, some of them start developing at least breasts, 7th, 8th grade, whatever. And some girls did. And they would tell us, like, this guy's looking down my shirt. And we're like, no, he's not. No, he's not. Like, yeah, he's looking down my shirt. And then we had friends, you know, our age would have younger siblings. And they would go through middle school and have Mr. P's class. And those girls would say the same thing. And then I met friends of friends who 10 years, like this guy, definitely looked down girls.
He's been looking at titties since Nam. Yeah.
Since Nam. So the guy ends up retiring.
Okay.
And he turns his laptop in.
Okay.
And doesn't erase the child porn on the school issued laptop.
No.
And they fucking finally get the guy. They got him. Finally got him. And he was all those years.
He was taking pictures?
Not of the girls.
But he was watching shit.
Whatever was on that computer was not of the students, I believe. It was of whatever's on the dark web out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a school issued laptop. And this dumbass didn't fucking clear it.
Mm-mm.
Didn't wipe it. And had been, in fact, looking at that shit and was looking down.
Shop teachers are perverts. Our shop teacher got caught too. He would go smoke weed with the guys.
Students?
Our shop teacher, yeah. With some of the students, he would go smoke weed with the students. And then he got fired for making out with a girl.
Nah.
In the class. And I was offended because I didn't get, he didn't take me to smoke weed or make out with me. I couldn't even be one of the boys.
He didn't know you at all.
No, he just didn't get, neither of them. I was like, please. Yeah. Our softball teacher was dating a student, our female softball teacher.
The female softball teacher
ended up having a relationship, got fired for dating a girl on the softball team, one of the students. Yeah. Yep. And then, when I was in high school, I had a huge crush on the soccer coach, huge crush. And I wanted to bang him so bad. I was a virgin, but I wanted to bang him so bad.
How old was he?
He had to be like 24, 23. Too young to be in high school. You can't be 23 hanging out with 18-year-olds. And it was like my senior year, and I had the biggest crush on him. And I remember one time he was standing in the gym, and he had a Coke, and I asked him if I could have a sip of it, and he let me have a sip of his Coke. Like his straw Coke. Yeah, I was like, he wants me.
He wants me.
That's kind of sexual. You can't let an 18-year-old who obviously has a crush on you have a sip of your drink.
Did he know you had a crush?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. That's weird, right?
How old were you when you lost your virginity? You said you were a virgin at 18, but you wanted to give it up to the soccer coach.
I lost my virginity when I was 17, but that's when I first saw the soccer coach.
Who was the boy you... Was this a boyfriend or what was
it? It was a boyfriend. I lost my virginity to a virgin. It was very...
Virgin. I was a virgin too.
Virgin, virgin. Team virgin, virgin.
Very, very un...
Eventful.
Eventful.
It really... I was like, so it doesn't fit. I was like, fine.
Did you finally do it?
It took a while.
Yeah.
I lost half of my virginity in a Honda Accord, and I said, we'll finish the other half later.
you're a lot of fun. Thank you for coming on here and sharing these fucked up stories. I needed not that this was light in any way, but it's definitely a little bit of a more lighter episode. I fucking you're too much, man. I kind of want to meet your mom. I really do.
Does she ever come out for shows? I've banned her for a year. But if she's good for one full year, I told her if she's good for one full year, she can come back to shows. She heckled me the last show.
At your own show.
Just fucking being loud, taking pictures where it's like, the sound.
Flash. Kim, stand still.
Yes. And I'm like, go sit down. And I'm screaming at her. I'm like, too much. But you'd love her. She's great.
I want to see you two together. That's what I think would be funny.
I'll send you the video of when we caught the aunt making out with her nephew. I'll send you that video.
Send me that. I want to see that.
I got you.
Promote everything you like again, please.
Yeah. You guys follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1. And make sure you check out my podcast, Broad Topics, TOPIX, and my other podcast, This Bitch, anywhere that you find podcasts. They're really, really funny. Check them out on YouTube. Check out the clips on my Instagram. And I put all my show dates on my social media. So, and Sickler, thank you for having me.
You got it, girl. Anytime.
I love this show. I love your fans. Everyone was so fucking nice last time.
Yeah, you got a really great response. Yeah, they love you. Good.
They're sweet.
As always, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.